Proper Terminology, Don't Use Confined to or Wheelchair Bound, Part 2. Wheelchairs offer access to the world. One of the fastest rising demographics in tourism is people with disabilities. Entire tours are being created for people with wheelchairs. People who use wheelchairs have traveled around the world, and their wheelchairs are key to their ability to do so. People who use wheelchairs are also active in sports. If there is a sport, it has been adapted to be done by people with disabilities. Take a look at the BC Adaptive Sport and Recreation Database on Citizens for Accessible Neighborhoods website. The database currently lists over 60 types of adaptive sports in over 70 communities across BC. One example of an adapted sport is power football, power soccer to us North Americans. It was created in France in the early 1970s for people who use wheelchairs and brought to Canada in the early 1980s. In 2007, the first World Cup was played in Tokyo, Japan. In 2011, our local organization, Sportability and Power Chair Football Canada, sent their very first national power chair football team to the FIFPA World Cup in Paris, France. For these athletes, their wheelchairs are key to sport, competition, and travel. I want to take a step back for a moment and acknowledge that people like Aaron Wheels, Fotherington, Abel Rose, and our national power chair football team are extreme examples. I want to acknowledge that they are not indicative of every person who relies on a wheelchair. I want to make sure people don't hold every person in a wheelchair to these standards. I use these three examples, these three extremes, to, hopefully, once and for all, knock the thought out of people's head that wheelchairs are confining, limiting, and or restricting. I did this to make a point, in an extreme way, to ensure it was a lesson not just read, but learned and remembered. But I also want to make the point that for many, myself included, a wheelchair offers freedom in smaller, more everyday ways that are just as important. I was able to take transit, go grocery shopping, go to movies with friends, walk the Vancouver seawall, and volunteer in my community. I didn't do flips or compete in Paris, but I did get out of my house, I did have a full life, and I did have mobility and freedom thanks to my wheelchair. For some, their wheelchair can offer the chance to get out of bed and transfer to another room in their house, and that in itself is freedom from being confined. For others, their wheelchair offers them the ability to seek out new adventures, whether it be visiting a local park or visiting the Eiffel Tower. Wheelchairs are the tools which enable people with mobility issues to go out about their daily lives, whatever that entails. Wheelchairs are tools for mobility, and therefore the terminology wheelchair-bound or confined to a wheelchair should be eliminated. A person uses their wheelchair, they rely on their wheelchair, they are not confined or restricted by their wheelchair. Please help us change the misperception that wheelchairs are confining. Please strike these terms from popular usage, and when the chance arises, let others know why they too should see a wheelchair from the perspective of the millions of people who use them as tools for independence, freedom, and mobility.